Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, over here in the UK, we've had a glorious weekend, beautiful weather, nice and warm, but I predict it'll probably be the last one for quite a while now. So if you're out and about and you were in the sunshine, then I hope you had a lovely time. I got a little bit of it, but I've actually spent a lot of my weekend indoors. I'm really pushing forward with my book at the moment, and I'm really pleased to say that I cracked the 20,000 word mark. And it's a pretty big milestone for me, if I'm honest, because any of you who have written anything, especially if you feel challenged when you write anything, you'll know that if you've sunk your teeth into something that you didn't think you could do, then the sense of accomplishment is phenomenal. And I had that one of those feelings this weekend, because I rang my dad and I said, I'm going to hit the 20,000 word mark in my book. And I told him about university, and I remember trying. I did university twice, didn't succeed. That's a different story. If you know me, you'll know that I tried university twice. But I said to my dad, in the first time around I did university, I went to Nottingham Trent University. And when somebody told me that a dissertation was between 13 and 15,000 words, honestly, it was one of the reasons that I actually said, there's no way I'm going to go through with university. Coupled that with maths and valuations in property, I'm not clever enough. There's no way I can do this. And I talk a little bit about, you know, my limitations and doubts that I had while I was at university. And you know, the funny thing is, Tony Robbins talked about this recently, because he's doing some work with Dean Graziosi about self-development, personal development, and how we're truly inspired when we're doing something that we're truly inspired. You achieve. And the funny thing is here is that university, school, writing a lot, I was terrible at. I just got so much anxiety trying to write anything. And then this weekend to accomplish, and as I'm recording the podcast, I have actually got to 20,000 words. And the accomplishment for me, giving myself now that belief that something I thought wasn't possible at that age, to write continually and have 20,000 words of the book done, is just proof that when you actually are delivering and studying your passion, anything is possible. And it's just an important reminder for you guys to just stay in line with your passion, because 17 years into my career, this incredible gift to me today, that following your true passion truly does reward you, has been very, very special. So I just wanted to share that with you. And moving into today's episode, something else possibly that is a limitation for many of you. Episode 119, I want to talk to you about increasing your fees. Because I do actually get quite a lot of messages from you guys saying, look, Mark, you know, I want to increase my prices. How do I do it? And rather than give you the script, and to be honest with you, I will. Later on in the podcast, I'm going to tell you what you should say to your clients. But let's delve into why you should increase your fees, because no one in any industry can just charge more because they want to, because people, there's a price point that people will pay, there's a price point of value associated with you. And so as a professional, it's very important for me to ask you straight off the bat, do you deserve a pay rise? You might want to earn more money, but do you deserve to earn more money? Let's just put it like this. If you were working for an employer, and that employer gave you all the opportunities possible to work more, do more for the company, but all they wanted in return was the things that they ask you to do. So you have a job role and all you have to do is deliver. If you have targets, financial targets, if you have a job role, job description, if you do that and you do it to your best of your ability and you help the company grow, you deserve a pay rise. If you don't deliver, then it's understandable that you don't really have any reason to come back to your boss and say, hey, listen, this has happened, that's happened, in line with this, in line with what your expectations were, I do expect some level of pay rise. And they would be hard pushed to turn around to you and say, no, it's not happening. And so let's look at this for you. You are your own boss. I'm going to put some kind of categories to you. Education. How educated are you? I don't mean just doing one seminar a year. I mean, how dedicated are you to studying, learning? Can I see your level of professionalism and service growing week on week? Are you differentiating yourself from everybody else? It's a very simple question for me to ask you. It's like I've been writing today about personal standards and raising your personal standards. Is it very evident that you are on a different level? You've improved. And that knowledge, just from your perspective, your clients don't necessarily need to see this, but are you learning more? Not just reading a couple of pages of a book, but are you attending courses? Are you practically being evaluated? Is your coaching visibly becoming better on the gym floor? What about your reputation? Are more people asking for you? Are you doing more to get your reputation out there? I remember in the early days, I was in the local magazine, I was in the local newspaper, I was on leaflets, I had on the notice board at the gym. I was really making sure that people became more aware of who I was. And in the gym, yes, Mark's the guy you want to go and speak to. Is your reputation growing? Another way to find out if your reputation is growing is if you are getting more referrals. So on a consistent basis, on a week-to-week basis, month-to-month basis, how many referrals do you get? Not really that many. Well, that means that no one's really talking about you. And if no one's really talking about you, are you deserved of any degree of pay rise? And I'll be honest with you, if you have somebody ring up and say, I want to work with you, Mark. My friends told me about you. Well, that referral to me is an immediate pay rise. That means that you're charging X amount per hour up because you've been rewarded by a referral. Your results. Let's have a look at your results over the next over the last 3 and 6, 12 months. How have they changed? To be honest, they're pretty much the same. Well, if you had to present your results to your boss in a company and say, look, you know, I've done one result every 6 months, one result every 3 months. What about the amount of clients that you've got? What about presenting results more consistently? Oh, well, you know, some of my clients are not doing really that well. Well, is that because you're not learning more and your service isn't improving? Possibly. Well, you don't deserve a pay rise. So I want you to just literally put at the top of your diary, on your phone, even on your screensaver, do I deserve a pay rise? It's a very simple question. The service delivery. Now, I look at trainers, your professional standards, an area that I'm covering in the book. Professionally, your communication, your service standards, your customer service. Are people receiving more from you, whether it's WhatsApp communication, whether it's email responses? Is that changing? Is your service delivery changing? So we've got education, reputation, results, and service. And you can score yourself out of 10. Be honest. You are essentially you're the director of your own company. So if you're giving yourself an appraisal, education, reputation, results, and service, and couple that obviously with reputation is referrals. January, I got one. Tuesday, I didn't get it. February, I didn't get any. Wednesday, March, I didn't get any. April, one. I was having referrals as a professional coach every single week. And even to this day, with business coaching, business development, mentoring coaches, people have heard of the seminars. I've heard about the seminars. I've heard of your podcast. These are all people that are messaging me saying, I've heard. That's reputation. And that reputation is because people obviously talk. And I know because people share my work, share my content, save my posts. And then people say, I've come across you because of X told me to get in contact with you or follow you. And I know the value of that because a referral is very, very valuable. So there's essentially the questions to ask yourself. If you're increasing your knowledge, if you're increasing your reputation, and the other thing here is your diary. I'll go back to Charles Poliquin when I was being mentored and coached by him. I sat down at the end of one of his seminars, which I always did. I'd pay Charles and I'd sit down with him and I'd say, Charles, at what point do you give yourself a pay rise? Put your prices up. He said, when your calling card is full, 3 months worth of a full diary, full, not dips of 10, 12 sessions, full, and a waiting list. That was the standard. 35 sessions a week, waiting list, prices go up. 35 sessions, waiting list, go and do another course, up. Delivery of service, education, reputation, results, referrals. And I did, and in line with that, I increased. Or within a company, you get more opportunities because of what you're doing. And so now, when you're sat here and you say, send me a message, go, Mark, I want to increase my prices. Well, what happens if you increase your prices and your customers know clearly that you're not educating yourself anymore, your reputation isn't increasing clearly because you're not as busy as you'd like, you should be. They can see that. They're not seeing results, and you say, I want to increase my fees. What are they going to do? What are they going to say? This goes hand in hand, actually, and I'll stick on this point for a second. I've had quite a few messages recently with people saying, and this goes hand in hand with me putting a post out this weekend saying, there's no point selling individual personal training sessions. And people say, you know, people ask me for how much I charge. And this is the same as increasing your fees. If people want to know how much you charge straight away, they don't value or don't know how good you are at what you do. They're more interested in the hourly rate than they are about your service. So if somebody rings you up and says, Mark, I've heard all about you. I've seen your results. I know someone that you work with. Can we have a discussion about your coaching? And that happened a lot in my career. That's why I was able to increase my fees as I went through my career. And if that's the case, then you're able to put your price point to them. You know, we have a system at the gym in Nottingham where the trainers earn more for referral. Because if the guys are getting a referral, I want them to be rewarded reflectively. That's seriously well deserved. If someone says, I want to work with X, say they want to work with Dan or they want to work with Anthony or Joe, you know, they ring up and they say, I want to work with you. That's your opportunity to go straight in with, of course, let's have a consultation, let's go through, and then you'll put your price, but the value's already been given. Because the values come from somebody else saying it. Now, if somebody rings up and says, what's your prices? My immediate thing is, without actually telling somebody what my prices are, I know that they don't value me. They have no value whatsoever. Because they might not know about me. Somebody who maybe heard about me just says, you might as well reach out to them. It's not coming as an authentic, I've heard how good you are. And the last thing you want to say is what your prices are because they go, nah, you know, I'm going to check and see if anybody's cheaper. But if you say it very much depends on the result you're looking to achieve, the time frame that you're looking to achieve it, and the frequency we're going to see each other. Well, how much you per hour? As I said, that very much depends. What's most important is if we have a phone call or if you come in and have a consultation. Now, in those situations, if someone says, look, I just want to know how much you are, that person is 110% money generated. So what I would say to that person in that situation is, look, I'll tell you what I charge. But what I will also do is send you, this is why websites are very valuable, some evidence of my, not evidence of my work, but some content, maybe something for free. You guys have seen like a webinar I've got. You can go on MTF Fitness's website and download our 5-stage formula, which is how to lose your first 10 pounds. And that person immediately sees the value that we offer, gets to see the testimonial videos, and maybe 2 or 3 months down the line when they contact us and they've actually been involved with M10 through our emails or our social media content, they might come back and they won't ask the price. They'll be more excited with the results that we can help them with. That's what they're, that the value has already been delivered. So here's the thing, just in terms of increasing fees or wanting to charge people more, if they come to you and say, how much do you charge? Try and guide people without telling them your fees into a consultation or a phone consultation, a face-to-face consultation, where you can go through the whole consultation process, let them see value in advance. Just to give you the heads up, it takes us 3 to 6 months for somebody normally to come to M10. Sometimes on the seminars at M10 and even my mentoring, I've had people on my mastermind at the moment that have been following me for over a year. Depending on the price that you charge and the service that you offer, it can often take people a long time to get to you. Some people have taken a year to get to the point where they've invested in working with me. And that's fine, because I tell you what, I'm going to continue to put content out, continue to do podcasts, continue to add value. What I'm telling you right now, by the way, is actually going to help you earn more money. So I'm giving incredible value. In a second, I'm going to give you the exact framework to help you actually increase your fees if your education, reputation, results, service, referrals is deserving of a price increase. So essentially, this is a podcast episode that's going to make you more money. Now, what if you increased your fees and then you increased your service, but then at one point in your career, you said, I've increased my fees, Mark, but now I want to do something, maybe grow my online or grow something else. Then I've given you enough value in advance and you come to me for something else. And that can happen. I'm always going to be transparent with you guys because I can always teach you from a marketing perspective and tell you, listen, this is what I do. This is the reason you contact me. This is the reason that we end up working together. Because here's the thing. If you come on one of my business courses, I'm going to help you grow your business. If you come to M10 and get mentored by Dan or the team at Nottingham, we're going to make you a better personal trainer on the gym floor. If you're going to come to the seminars and invest in us, our return on that investment for you is you getting a better, becoming a better coach and ultimately being able to increase your fees because your education has improved. So it goes full circle. That's why you should never really worry about how much value you give to people, because ultimately you've got to over-deliver with a lot of people in a lot of cases before people will eventually invest with you. And that's why at M10, when people come to Nottingham, and they don't say, how much are you? They say, I've heard so much about you. I love your content, love the gym. I'm really looking to get this level of shape. And then we go through what our packages are, how long it's going to take, how, you know, what we're able to help them with. And that's where we close the consultation. That's where Dan takes them through the consultation process. So go back to this, you deserving a pay rise. If you can tick the boxes and say, look, you know my education is up a point. I know my reputation is growing. I'm getting plenty of referrals. The results that I'm achieving clearly will, my clients know. They see my social media. They're getting weekly emails. They see I'm developing my service. You know, not only is me, am I physically, professionally, everything's leveling up, all right? So yes, I deserve a pay rise. Brilliant. If you truly do believe that, and if, let me ask you this question. If you were to say to your clients on an email, I'm going to put your prices up, do you think they can actually see evidence of that? All the way throughout my career, I'll tell you this. Every time I came back from a seminar, I'd tell my clients. They would see it. They would know it. My coaching levels would go up. They always would know. They always say to me, I know when you've been away. I know when you've been on a seminar. You're more focused. You're more hands-on. Your energy's up. And I'd say, yeah, but it lasts about 3 months, right? And then I'd always go on another seminar. So my clients would always see it. Their results would go up. You know, my energy and enthusiasm would go up. And they go, I love it when you travel. So here's the thing. If your clients are giving you that positive feedback, you know, they love working with you. They're telling all their friends. They know that every training session, you're not slipping up. And here's the thing. Just like I said in employment, if your boss knows that you're delivering a bloody good service, then you're well within your right to ask for a pay rise. If you are not, then you keep a lid on it until you are. So if you know that your service is slacking on the gym floor, if you're late for your training sessions, if you're not replying to people, if you're lazy, don't think you deserve a pay rise. It's now your opportunity for the next 3 to 6 months to level up, step it up. But here's the point you've been waiting for. If you are ready, it's as simple as this. First things first, you don't send somebody a WhatsApp. You don't send somebody a text. You don't send somebody a voice note. You are a professional. That's where the email comes out. You don't send a group email to your clients. Hey, what's up, guys? You certainly don't start your email with, hey, buddy, what's up? Big mistake, especially if you want to be a professional coach. You start your email with, dear Sarah, for example. And then you highlight your client and thank them for their commitment and continued loyalty to you as their coach. You started off by a huge compliment. And then you say, it's fantastic to see how well you're doing. And I'm really excited to continue to support you in your journey moving forward. You then say that as they know, or as you know, I'm continually committed to my professional development and continuing to improve the level of service that I can offer to you. That basically just reinforces to them, without telling them what courses you do or where you go, your commitment to continually improving their service. In order for me to be able to continue to do this and continue to provide the level of service for you, I will be increasing your hourly rate by X as of at least minimum 1 month from this date. Underneath, all you need to say is, if you would like to discuss this with me, then please reply to this email or call me. If not, I look forward to seeing you at our next coaching session. Now, you can do this online. Obviously, you're not going to say next coaching session. You just look forward to continuing on our journey together. And then yours sincerely, or best wishes, sign it off. I'd sign it off, obviously, Mark, right? It's a very simple email. A lot of coaches are very nervous when they do this, and they overdo the email, and they start apologizing that they're increasing their fees, and you know how hard I work to get you in the best shape possible, and I wouldn't be able to do this if I didn't travel, and it costs me a lot of money, and as a result I pay a lot of taxes, and therefore I'm gonna have to increase your fees. Waffle. Don't ever explain yourself. They will know how hard you work if your education, reputation, results, service and referrals speak for themselves, right? They will know that. If you're leveling up at every opportunity, they will see that. And all you're doing is making a very polite, short identification of their loyalty and how much you are grateful for their continued support. You are acknowledging that you're continuing to develop your education, investing in your education, and continue to improve their service. And then you're giving them an opportunity to contact you if they've got a problem with that. Done. So remember, you only are in a position to charge more, expect more, when you are delivering more. And that should be the big thing, the big kicker for you moving into Monday, that if you want more out of life, it's all about effort. If you want more out of anything, and to be honest with you, you know, the book that I'm writing is not about one subject, it's about many. It's about helping you to navigate through your career. There are many, many, many times that I've, hundreds and hundreds of times that myself and my team, work with coaches over the years, and we're just looking at little areas, just giving you that nudge up. And that's what I'm writing about. All these areas that the podcast is all about, just helping you with challenges and overcoming obstacles and the day-to-day issues that you face as a professional. And this will be one of them: increasing your fees. I don't know how to. I haven't had a pay rise. I'm increased my revenue, but I've been investing. You know, if your clients are getting pay rises, then you can say, well, I deserve one too. But you only deserve one if your level of service, your results, referrals, reputation is growing alongside it. So I do hope you found today's episode helpful. As always, guys, I love coming onto the podcast and sharing my advice and tips with you. I will ask you, please, if there's anything you want me to discuss on the podcast specific to problems that you face or anything that you're trying to do at the moment and I can support you with, please drop me a DM. As always, I'd love to hear from you. And lastly, bear with me for a second. I'd love you to come and hear myself and Dan Smith speak on the 9th and 10th of November in London. We are, change of name, teaching our general population coaching general population clients on the 9th of November, and on the 10th of November with how to coach the body transformation client, 2 days in London. Early birds are on till the 4th of October. It's going to be a belter. Got a lot of people coming. I'd love you to be with us. Last education for M10 before the new year. I look forward to seeing you there. Dan really look forward to seeing you there. Guys, have a fantastic week. It is actually Sunday right now. I'm going to close down, probably catch a film this evening, finish watching a little bit of the rugby. And I really hope you have a fantastic week. As always, guys, please DM me, keep in touch. I love having your messages, love keeping in touch. Share the podcast, please, because the more you share, the more trainers we help, or I help, and I get an opportunity to leave my legacy and make this industry a better place. So, as always, thank you for your support, and have a great week.